The U.S. does not regulate prescription drug prices like many other countries in the world. Instead, policymakers some 40 years ago came up with another idea to make prices more affordable, harnessing the power of the free market. They said, if we make it easier for companies to copy these brand name drugs and sell it at a much cheaper price, generic drug manufacturers will pour in and drive those prices down. And that's worked for a long time. It saved America literally trillions of dollars over the past few decades. But there are signs that this system may be in serious trouble. Why is that? And are policymakers doing anything about it? That's the Checkup's question for today. I'm your host, Lizzie McGreevy, and with me is Leslie Walker. She is a senior producer at the health policy news organization Trade-Offs. Trade-Offs just released a special series called Race to the Bottom, exploring the vulnerabilities in our generics supply system.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hey, Leslie. So how critical are these generic drugs for our healthcare system, and why are they in deep trouble right now?
So these medicines really are the backbone of American healthcare. I mean, they now fill 9 out of every 10 prescriptions we take. They lower our cholesterol, manage our diabetes, depression, you name it. But this essential industry is now kind of being squeezed on two sides. So on one end, you've got these often very old generic drugs, critical stuff like antibiotics or cancer treatments that economists told me have almost gotten too cheap. And so that's forcing some companies to cut corners or exit this market altogether, causing shortages and quality problems. And then on the other end, Lizzie, you've got some newer, really pricey brand name drugs that are going 10, 15, even 20 years with no generic competition at all. And so that's hurting patients too.
And I can't help but think that this is 100% bad for consumers, but it may not be all bad for big pharma, you know, those brand name drug manufacturers. Do they have a hand in any of these problems?
So they certainly do when it comes to those newer, really pricey brand name drugs I just mentioned. I mean, big pharma has honed some pretty ingenious strategies for stifling competition, you know, playing games with patents, paying the middlemen who buy drugs on behalf of insurers and employers to kind of favor their products over cheaper generic alternatives. And that's just to name a couple of things they're up to.
And Leslie, let's take a step back and talk about the other big issue that you highlighted, which is the shortage and the quality problems with these cheaper generics. We hear about shortages in the U.S. all the time, but especially since the pandemic. Are there signs that this is about to get worse?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Drug shortages have been kind of this perennial problem for a while now, but there are a couple signs it's getting worse. So, you know, one recent report found the number of drugs in shortage is at a kind of 10-year high, and that shortages are also lasting longer than ever before, about 3 years on average. Plus, the supply chain for these drugs is also getting more fragile. So, like I said, these very low prices are pushing a lot of companies to kind of cut corners, and that means often moving more of their manufacturing and their ingredients to countries like India and China. And economist Marta Voshinska, who's with the Brookings Institution, she told me that's raising a kind of whole new mess of quality and reliability concerns for the U.S.
Are we prepared for supply chain disruptions from natural disasters? What could happen if there's a conflict with China? We have not really truly grappled with these kinds of vulnerabilities.
Are policymakers doing anything to try to shore this vital industry up?
There actually is quite a bit of action in Washington right now. So, for example, the Federal Trade Commission is trying to crack down on some of the games that brand companies play to stifle competition. And in Congress, there's a draft bipartisan bill that targets those cheaper drugs more prone to shortages, basically tries to kind of make those shaky markets more attractive and reliable for generic manufacturers. That said, you know, most of the moves we're seeing are pretty modest, and some experts told me they think more sweeping reforms are needed. That includes one of the original architects of the 40-year-old law known as Hatch-Waxman that gave birth to the generic industry that we have.
It was the right thing at that time. We derived a lot of public benefit from it, but we put it on this perch and made it some kind of an untouchable law. But times have changed. You have to figure out a new paradigm for new times.
Leslie, thank you so much for this valuable information. You can listen to Leslie's special series for Trade-Offs. It's called Race to the Bottom, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have questions that you're maybe too shy to ask your doctor, questions about health or our healthcare system, please let us know, and we'll try to get that answered on the Checkup. Until then, stay safe.